The holiday season is one to rejoice. We often lose sight of what is happening around us, but this is a time to reflect back on things to be thankful for and blessings bestowed upon us. The year has been a challenging one for the Chiefs and the fans on the field. But off the field, this franchise is always in motion. Whether it's the amazing folks that work behind the scenes every day for your Chiefs or the team itself, they are forever out and about playing an important role and lending a helping hand. With the holidays in full swing, we thought we'd take a look back and see a small snapshot of what happened off the gridiron and outside the walls of One Arrowhead Drive, from military bases to smiling faces.
Well, today is a kickoff of our Governor's Challenge with the Chiefs Neighborhood Workday. We have approximately over 120 Chiefs here, staff and players, and all our families are here, and we're building five houses. We're going to be raising walls. At the end of the day, you're going to see some houses that started off as nothing, and now you're going to be able to see it.
This is a chance for the Chiefs organization to come back to Joplin and be part of their ongoing recovery from the tornado which struck 13 months ago. This is the third time that our organization's been down to Joplin. We came down a month after the tragedy struck, and we're part of the cleanup effort. Then we had a chance to come at Christmas time and deliver gifts to kids that might not have otherwise received Christmas gifts. And then we're back now, a year after the tragedy, to help with the recovery effort. We've partnered with Habitat for Humanity for the Day, and we're constructing five houses here in Joplin for families that are in need, which is a huge issue for the city still.
We've got 150 plus people here. It's fun for me and others that today we get to follow. A lot of people get to tell us what to do, and they're having fun with that, and we're having fun with it as well.
The Chiefs involvement is very important, and it's very much appreciated. Just so everybody knows out there, and they probably do know, that Southwest Missouri is Chief country, and there's no doubt there's a lot of fans down here, and for them coming down there, they're supporting us. As we support them as fans, they're supporting us in house building, so can't thank them enough.
The Chiefs' commitment to Joplin is a prime example of how the kingdom is reaching far and wide. The Hunt family has always found a way to do so much for the community, whether it's assisting in disaster relief, playing a big part with the local United Way, or even sending a child to summer camp. Their generosity is evident.
Good to meet you guys, and I'm glad to be here today. Later this summer, I know you guys are going to be going to Kids Across America. And Kids Across America is part of a camp called Kanakut Camps that I grew up going to, and it made a huge impact on my life. We have a little bag of goodies that we'd like to give you, because you can't go to camp without a bag full of stuff that you'll need. We've got a Chiefs blanket, got some towels, and a Chiefs t-shirt, a water bottle, also a Chiefs logoed water bottle. And then a big Chiefs, a couple big Chiefs beach towels, which are a must at camp. This is one of my favorite parts of the bags that we give you guys every year. Does anybody know what this is? Stationery. Exactly. And I hope while you're there that you'll write me a letter.
The Close By Camp is to me was the challenge course, the trampoline, and the party. Yesterday we had a party and it was fun.
I just think it's awesome that the Chiefs helped so much, because I've never seen another NFL team send any sort of representation for kids to come to camp here. And I just think it's so cool, because the kids get to come here for like a fourth of the price they normally get to come to camp for, like how much it costs. And so that's just great, because here we are, we're impacting kids to help impact their communities later on, and the Chiefs are helping us with that, so that's great.
Throughout the year, players who call Kansas City home stick around and help out, as do Chiefs personnel. Many times, the front office donates their time and energy to the less fortunate, and that comes in many forms. One that stands out is their year-round work with Harvesters, where much-needed supplies are bagged and boxed and shipped to our neighbors in town.
So, So today, we are so fortunate to be working with the Chiefs, teaming up with the Chiefs to kick off Super Bowl Week of Caring. And today, the Chiefs are going to be divided into two teams, and they're going to be packing backpacks for hungry kids. This is so important. 138,000 kids are hungry, food insecure in our area. Think about that for a minute. That's almost twice the number of people who would fit in Arrowhead, to put a visual on how many people we're talking about. So they're going to be competing to, their goal is 1,000 backpacks, and they're going to be competing to see which team packs the most backpacks. And those backpacks are full of kid-friendly foods, because we know that when kids have food for the weekend, that they do better in school, their health is better, and they're able to compete both in school and in life.
It's a great opportunity to get together with harvesters and a bunch of people from the organization and just have a chance to get together, even though it's the off season, to get back together and do something positive for the community with harvesters is a really neat thing, and it's pretty impactful. My team's about to have a mutiny on me if I don't get back to them soon, so I better get to them, otherwise they're going to kick me out.
The food banks and schools are normal stops for the Chiefs, but we can't forget the great relationship with our local servicemen and women at some of the local bases such as Whiteman, Riley, and Fort Leavenworth. These places hold a special corner in the hearts of all of those who work for this proud franchise.
Are you ready to be some Chiefs players? Yeah! Okay.
Hustle up! Hustle up!
You're going to get the ball, you're going to run through, and you're going to show us your best touchdown dance. He's going to show you right here.
There you go. Let me see the touchdown dance.
First of all, starting with the kids, it was a lot of energy. It's always fun, you know, playing with energized kids, seeing smiles on their faces.
Jump rope station, man, we had a whole bunch of stations. I mean, I know Junior got tired from the push-ups that we were doing in there, too. It was a great experience with the kids, man, just coming out here and showing them love.
Every year, all year, from January to December, the franchise travels all over the environs of Kansas City, but also to the far reaches of the kingdom, giving back to those who serve, those in need, and those who just deserve a smile. We'd like to say it's our pleasure, truly, to be a part of this community. We'll be back after this.
To thank Corporal Eichenberger for his service, we are honored to have the opportunity to present him with a very special surprise. In honor of his sacrifice and service, Operation Homefront, the VFW, and Wells Fargo are proud to present John Eichenberger with a mortgage-free home in Overland Park, Kansas, as well as membership to the VFW. Please stand and join us in thanking Corporal Eichenberger for his service and salute all of our military members and their families who give so much to protect our nation.